Excuse me, ma'am. Here's your jewelry. Keep it safe.
Thank you, Azad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you get all your stuff, dear? Is there anything missing?
No, everything's here, Dad. Didn't Akbar ask about me?
Well, I called him last night, and I gave him a piece of my mind.
He knew, and yet he didn't come.
Don't try to blame anyone for what happened last night. It was an accident.
It doesn't matter. I'll finish what needs to be done.
Minu.
Well, why are we standing here? Let's go.
Okay, you can leave with Samira. I'll go to the restaurant with Azat later on.
You're so obsessed with that damn restaurant all the time that you never spare any thought for your own precious children or for your poor mother who's been worried sick about you.
Dad, if I don't watch over that restaurant even for a single hour, I'll have to spend the rest of my life behind bars.
It's your own doing, honey. Your own doing. You have no one to blame. Just yourself to blame, Minu.
We can go, Grandpa. Let's go.
Let's go.
Aren't you getting out, ma'am?
I am. I wish I could go home and sleep. For 5 or 6 days and not set foot in that restaurant.
Then you'd have to shut down the restaurant forever.
I know. I really wish I could do that. All right. Are you going to take care of your own business?
Yes, I have to. If I'm late, I won't get the good stuff.
Come back as soon as you're done.
As you say, ma'am.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Did you take care of your problem?
Yes, for now. Who is that man standing there? A customer?
No, ma'am. He's not a customer. He's a bit suspicious. He's been waiting here since this morning.
Keep an eye on him, will you, okay?
Okay, ma'am. There's no need to worry.
Keep an eye on him, will you, okay?
Okay, ma'am. There's no need to worry.
Come in.
Hello, ma'am. Thank God you're okay. We were all worried about you.
Thanks, that's kind. What happened here last night?
Nothing unusual. But since Ezzat didn't come back, we're out of a few things in the kitchen.
Ezzat went to the market.
I know, but it's late. And we won't be able to serve some of the dishes for lunch.
Don't worry about the dishes that we can serve. I can't worry myself to death over other people's food. I'm too tired for that. Too tired.
What? Now listen, what are you doing here, you jerk?
What was that?
I don't know.
Let me go.
That's enough of that.
Let me go. Get out.
You
get
mind
out,
your own business.
Get out. I don't ever
you don't have a choice.
Again. Get out. I don't want to be with you anymore.
You
get
keep
out.
Your voice down.
Get off her. What are you
don't you butt in.
Her.
I said keep out of this.
Here. I should get me
you can't quiet. Who are you?
Like that.
This is none of your business.
You better watch your tongue, Hu Shang.
This woman is my wife. She's carrying my baby. I know what I'm doing now. Leave us alone.
You never wanted this kid. How come it's your baby now?
Look here, sir. This is a restaurant, and I'm the manager. I have a right to bite in here. Who are you, anyway?
Take your stuff and let's go. I need to know where I stand with you today.
You can dream on. You should have thought of it when you told me to choose between you and this baby. Do you understand?
Where have you been all this time? Answer me. Why did you leave your pregnant woman alone for so long? What kind of a man are you?
I've been looking for this woman for 6 straight months. After looking high and low, I find out she's working here. She's the one who left me. You don't know the half of it, and you keep interfering. You know what? She's my wife. I don't want her to work, and I want to take her with me. And you have no right to stop me.
What about my rights now? I want to keep this baby. I don't care about anything else. I want my baby. That's all I want. You know, he has a name now. I want to give birth to him. I'll raise him myself.
Take Harazu to the kitchen right away.
I'm not letting her out of my sight for 1 minute. Get off me. Get off me.
Don't shout. Harazu is right here. She's not going anywhere.
After what I've been through, I don't trust anyone anymore. What if she runs away? Wait. Where are you taking her?
Sit down. If you don't sit, I'll have to call the police. I'm warning
you. Why do you keep pushing me? She's my wife carrying my baby. She's not in her right mind. If she runs away, I'm holding you responsible.
Okay. I promise you. Our kitchen has only one door. Now sit down. Oh, Musa.
Yes,
bring
ma'am.
Him a glass of water, would you?
Yes.
Now tell me, what's going on here? Arazu has been working in my kitchen for the last 3 months. During this time, she's never once talked about her life or you. I knew she was avoiding my probing, and that's why I stopped asking these questions. But I think, now that you've calmed down, I can ask you what's going on.
She's my cousin. We used to work and live together in London. We knew we had blood problems, and shouldn't have children without consulting a doctor first. But we did. That child might be disfigured and shouldn't be born. She refused to listen to me, or the doctors. And one day I came home, and she had just disappeared. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Even if there's the smallest possibility that our baby won't be disfigured, I'm just not ready for being a father, madam. I'm in a strange country here, without a proper job or even living conditions.
Don't worry. The Arazu that I know will raise you and your baby together, I'm sure.
Ma'am, Mrs. Arazu is sick.
Miss Martaby, call an ambulance.
Of course, ma'am.
Mr. Homan, your cell phone's ringing.
I'm coming. How many times have I told you? Don't leave these on the tables. Hello. What? Hello, cousin. Where have you been? Hold on a second. Hello. No, there was someone next to me, so I moved. So I can have a word with you in private. Listen to me, cousin. I know what you want to say. I have good news for you. The other restaurant is done for. It's about to close down. Also, a letter came from the court, and it seems they've got the green light to get divorced. You see, Akbar will divorce her in a few days, and everything will get better and better, and you won't even know there were any problems. Say what? I'm not lying. I swear it's true. Just hold on for a few more days, and then you can do whatever you want. Now listen to me very carefully. Look, I have to get back to work. I'm actually really busy trying to run your restaurant. Look, dear cousin, just listen to me. I'll make sure you get your management position back. I promise. You'll come here and become my boss, and I'll be at your beck and call. There's nothing to worry about. Got to go now. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Be careful! Be careful.
Did you see her? There she is, Mum. This way. Go, go, go!
Who's coming with her?
I am. Miss Martaby, please get my bag and stuff from the office.
Excuse me, Mrs. Martaby, who's died?
No one has died.
Really? Excellent. No one's died. You heard that, Mum. No one's died.
Thank God.
So everything is all right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Sit down, Mum.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Hello to you too.
Hello.
Come on. Come on, Mum. Let's go.
Miss Martaby, what do they want?
I really don't know, but that man is our customer.
Keep an eye on everything, all right?
Don't worry.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Excuse me, Miss Martaby? Miss Martaby, excuse me, can I have a word with you?
All right.
Just for a moment. When I heard that Mr. Ali Magam and Mrs. Kirka have divorced, I got really upset.
They haven't divorced yet.
Excellent. But still, I was really upset. I told myself it was really sad that two people who loved each other dearly end up like this after 30 years. It really is a very sad story. Mum is my witness. I was so upset I couldn't even sleep last night.
Why not?
Why? Well, they used to really love each other.
So what if they did? Why couldn't you sleep last night?
I love this restaurant and the people who work here. Isn't it obvious?
Excuse me, sir, but I'm really, really busy now. Can't you get to the point, please?
Yes, yes. I came here with my mother to say hello and ask for your opinion about marriage. What do you think, Miss Machterby?
About marriage?
Yes. My mum's come from our hometown, and she has to go back today, back home.
Excuse me, sir, but you've apparently got the wrong idea. I don't want to get married, especially to you.
You're kidding me. Why didn't you say so sooner?
Did you ever actually ask
me? No.
Then that's the reason, then. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some work to do.
It's a pity. Miss Machterby? Miss Machterby?
What now?
Excuse me for asking this, but, tell me, how about Miss Gaffari? Doesn't she want to get married too?
Never mind, son. Let's go. She wasn't in your league. She was too clumsy. Let's go.
No,
let's
Mum,
go. Let's
wait.
Go. Yes.
Hold on a second. Are there any other women you can think of?
Okay. Okay.
What do you think they're doing in that room? They've even closed the door.
What do you think they're doing? You tell me. They're upset, poor things. Very, very upset.
Grandma, we'll be leaving now. We must get going.
Where are you going?
We want to stay at home tonight. Mom and Dad are going to court tomorrow.
Look what they've done to their children.
What do you want to do? Buy them flowers? Cheer them on? Encourage them?
Father, I really think that at this point the kids should go home now.
We don't need your opinion, thank you. If you were trustworthy, you'd have reconciled them while you were at their house. Why did you even stay there? When you have a home right here!
Wait, are you putting the blame on me now?
Of course!
Grandpa, I'm sorry for intruding on you. Let's go, guys. Right now.
Do you want me to come and talk to them?
No, Grandpa. It's no use anymore. We'll let you know if anything happens. We'll tell you.
Yes. You let us know. We'll come and celebrate their divorce.
Let's go.
What are you all waiting for? We are here. Hey, what is wrong with all of you?
Okay, well, guys, what are we going to do? Who's going to talk to them?
I'm not talking to them anymore. Saeed can talk to them if he has any interest.
Hey, but honey, didn't you agree to our plan?
I don't agree anymore. I thought it through and realized I don't want to talk to them.
Poor Sarah. Dear Dad's family will come see us tomorrow.
All right, then. So who's gonna come with us?
We go according to the request. You and Shireen will stay with Mom, and Sarah and I will go stay here.
Said, please take care of Sarah.
Guys, just please don't back off. I expect all of you to do the best you can, okay?
All right, don't you worry. I'll take care of everything. Now can we please go?
Sarah? Sarah, where are you? Sarah? Sarah? Sarah, why did you lock the door?
I want to be alone.
This is an old story. Something that happened long ago, which sent us out to the hospital. You already know that we never hid anything from you.
A love that's not within reach. A sense of peace that's lost.
A person who had gone for years came back and ruined everything.
When the doors of love are closed, evil plans are born.
Your choice is Alirisa. But that doesn't mean Alirisa's choice is you.
I will get what I want in the end.
Alirisa isn't anything special.
Alireza will be happier with me. Even if he's not happy with me, it's not a problem because I'll be happy with him, you see? I'll fight for him. When I think that Alireza belongs to this girl, it burns me up.
You know that everything's over.
Not everything.
Alireza is here.
I'd stop the world for you if you ordered me to do so.
Farzad still loves you.
With Alireza, who's given me all his love, what should I do?
Is there something the matter, my love? Have you got a headache?
Do you want to spend your entire life with a man that you don't love? Lie for your entire life?
What's the right thing to do, Nushin? I wish we could postpone the wedding for a few days. I'm sorry, Alireza. No.
You satisfied now? Is this what you wanted? Now we've become the talk of the town? Poor Alireza.
She told me she loves me and she always thinks about me. I was being played around with this whole time.
Azara asked me to tell you never to call her again and...
Why isn't anyone telling me the truth?
What do I want from this world?
If you wanted to see the destruction of a father, see it now.
The first night of peace. Coming soon on iFilm.
Hurry up, you guys. We have a lot of things to do.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just go to the supermarket and buy something to eat for dinner?
Like what?
Huh? I don't know. What are we going to have for dinner?
Who's going to make it?
Didn't you want to make a great dinner and use it as an excuse to talk to your mother and get everything off of your chest and out into the open and solve this problem?
Yes.
Wait a minute, I don't know the first thing about cooking. Okay, just leave me out of it. Shireen, please, can you make something for dinner?
But, Uncle, you know I can only make nachos, which is a little bit heavy for dinner.
We could order a pizza or something. That would work.
Mom doesn't like pizza.
Well, Mom really likes pomegranate stew. Do you know how to make it? Because if so, go ahead.
Hey, that's a really good choice. But what are the ingredients? Maybe eggplants or gourd, I think?
No, Shireen. Please, don't trouble yourself. Farhad's suggestion is much safer. We'll order something from a restaurant.
Congratulations!
Oh, no. Do you need anything else?
No, thank you very much. It's really okay. She's so beautiful that I wish I could have her all for myself.
But you already have four of them. Is something wrong, Mrs. Minu?
No, no. I don't know why I suddenly thought of my children. But whenever I see a baby, I just want another one. Take care of her. You might actually like her.
How can I ever believe it?
You gotta trust in what you see.
It's heavy, it's heavy.
Shireen, could you please answer my phone? I'm busy.
Hello, Saeed.
Isn't that home yet?
Not yet. But I already called Essie. He's on his way. What's up, Shireen?
Well, this is what we did. We bought walnut and pomegranate stew for Mom, and we just got pizza for ourselves. Farhad and Uncle are setting the table, and when Mom comes, we'll talk it over.
Have you called Mom, Shireen? Shireen, Dad's here. I'm hanging up. Hello, Dad.
Hello. Are you alone?
No. Sarah's upstairs. She's in a room.
Finally, two people out of that Legion came to see me.
Dad, I'd like to say that if, you know what I think.
By the way, why don't you come and give me a hand? Why are you sitting here doing nothing but watching soccer?
Well, actually, I am studying, Dad. I have to take the university entrance exam in a month.
I can see how much you study.
I am studying all the time, Dad, and I have to help Mom.
Have you heard from her?
She didn't call the restaurant this evening, but she's gone to the hospital.
Hospital? But why?
Don't worry, Dad. It was the head chef. Apparently, she was due.
Due for what?
Giving birth, Dad. When she started to work with Mom, she was already pregnant.
Who was pregnant, son? Who?
Mrs. Areza was pregnant. She is Mom's head chef, you know. Dad, I'd like to have a word with you, if you don't mind.
I'm not feeling well, son. I'll be very busy tomorrow. I'm going to bed.
What happened?
Nothing.
Your mom is here.
Hello.
Hello, Minu.
Hello.
How are you? Why are you so late?
I had to take care of something. Is Farhad sleeping?
I think so. He waited so long for you.
Hello, Mom. How are you?
Shireen?
She's fine. We've been away from home for so long, and she's a bit shy.
He is right. She was in a very grouchy mood today. Okay, come on, wash up and come to the table. I'm starving. The pizzas have gone sour.
Why did you order pizza? You should have gotten food from the restaurant like I told you to. Where are the others?
The other house.
They missed their father, so they went to visit him, see how he is.
So, you're done with choosing sides?
No, Mom, what sides? What are you talking about? We just all wanted to see each other, that's all.
It's okay. I'm tired and not feeling very well. I'm going to bed. Farhad, call the taxi service and tell them to send a car for me at 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Didn't you come with your own car?
No, I took a taxi. Good night, everyone.
Wait, Mom!
Shh! Let it go. Can't you see she's down? Let's have some pizza, come on.
Tomorrow is an important day. A very important day. It's the day our parents get divorced. And my suitor will come to our house tonight. We wanted to talk to Dad tonight, but we couldn't. We couldn't tell him what's deep in our hearts. I'm afraid it's over. I feel as if I'm suffocating. I feel as if the walls are closing in on me. I even thought about rejecting Tear Dad's proposal and just being done with it. It's a strange feeling, but I'd never thought so much about the movements of the hands of the clock. When Mr. Akbar Ali Magam and Mrs. Minu Kirka are getting divorced after living so happily together for so long, how can I be sure that Tear Dad and I won't get to the same point one day? I wish I were dreaming, and that all this was just a nightmare. They say if you write your wish on a piece of paper, it will come true. So I'll do that. God. Who is it?
It's Farhad. He says he has an idea.
I think our only solution is to prevent Mom and Dad from going to the court on time.
Uncle Munchair has talked to Samira.
Well, what did she say?
She said that if they don't make it tomorrow,
then the next hearing will be delayed for at least 1 month.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, what are you going to do about it?
Don't worry, we'll take care of Mom. I'm gonna change every clock in the house to make it the wrong time.
Mr. Smart Aleck, what are you going to do about her own clock? She wakes up several times during the night to look at it.
I'll take care of that too. That leaves Dad, who always wakes up with his cell phone alarm.
Hold on. Are you suggesting that we should go into Dad's room and do something to his cell phone?
That's exactly what I want you to do.
What does he say?
He says we have to do something to Dad's cell phone so that he oversleeps.
You gotta be kidding me, Farhad.
You know Dad is a light sleeper.
He can wake up if we make the slightest move, let alone go into his room while he's sleeping.
What does he say? He's scared. It's Saeed.
Give me the phone. I want to talk to him.
Look, Saeed,
Give me the phone. Hello, Saeed? Hi. Listen to me. Doesn't your phone look like Dad's?
Yes, it does.
It's easy, then.
Pull back your cell phone's clock by 2 hours and then find it. Doesn't your phone look like Dad's?
Yes, it does.
Pull back your cell phone's clock by 2 hours and then find an excuse to get Dad out of his room. Then go in quickly, replace his phone with your own. It's a great plan. He'll never notice the difference.
Great idea.
Bravo. You remind me of myself, you know.
So, Sarah, is a 2-hour delay enough?
Yes, it is. There's no way he'll be on time.
Hurry up, Saeed.
Shh, Dad's coming out. Saeed, go on. Saeed, he's gone to the restroom. Go.
Do you think I should do it?
Saeed, he's going to come back any minute. Go. We have no choice. Hurry. Oh, Dad!
What is it, dear? What's going on? Why are you acting so strange?
I just wanted to say, how are you doing?
Huh? How am I? Not good. I have a headache.
Uh-huh. Well, thank God. Good night, Daddy.
Your mom has driven us all crazy.
Hello, Mom. Where are you?
I'm on my way to court.
On your way to the court? You must be kidding me.
Why would I kid you the first thing in the morning? Shireen's phone is off. Wake her up. She has to go to the university.
But, Mom, how come you left so early?
I can't talk right now. I'll deal with you later. Bye.
Hello? Uncle?
What?
Uncle!
What?
Wake up! Wake up! Mom, she woke up! Get up!
What's wrong now?
Mom woke up, and now she's on her way to court.
Oh, Oh, no, you silly boy. Minu told you to call the taxi service, didn't she?
No, I didn't call them. I wasn't supposed to, Uncle.
Oh, all of our efforts are now in vain. No. We still have a chance. Call Said and see what's going on in the other house.
Hello. What? Why have you called? Dad's still here. He hasn't gone.
What time is it?
Well, tell me, why don't you admit that it was all your fault, Dad?
I'll deal with you later.
Please wait until I come back, okay?
Yes, of course, ma'am.
Haver. Hello. Have you been waiting a long time?
I'll be there in 5 minutes. Stop calling you all the time.
Yeah, I'll get us something to eat. Never mind. Let's just go.
How many times have I got to tell you to stop doing these things, kid?
Would you lower your voice? Everybody can hear you. What's the matter with you?
I can't take this anymore.
I'm coming, sir. I'm coming. Said, mark my words. I'm serious. Mark my words. If I'm going to be late for this hearing, God help me, I will kill you!
But it's not my fault, Dad.
Huh? So you're saying that my cell phone found its way into your room by mistake, and your phone grew feet and came into my room on its own?
Well, how many times did I tell you to change your phone to avoid confusion, Dad?
He's not here yet?
No. But he's coming. I mean, he's supposed to come. I don't know why he's so late. Can you give us some more time, please? Well, can we have some more time?
Your time is up, lady. There are many other people waiting.
Well, what am I supposed to do now?
You have to make another appointment. It won't be before next month.
Okay.
Send in Miss Davoodi and Mr. Darvish.
Let's go.
Register it with the secretary and then bring it back.
Excuse me, is Mrs. Minu Kirka here?
Are you her husband?
Yes, we have an appointment.
You had an appointment, but it's been delayed. I think she left. She waited for you a very long time.
Thank you very much.
Really, it's a great honor for us to serve you. Yes, of course. Yes, let me write it down. Yes, go on. 4 meat stews, the best quality, without any doubt. Yes, of course. Tell me, would you like any salad, yogurt, soda? Okay. Yogurt drink? Yes. No pickles. Yes, we have vegetables. They're fresh and quite ripe. Yes. Yes, it arrived this morning. Thank you. Have a nice day. Goodbye.
Come in.
Hello, cousin. I haven't seen you for a while.
Where's Akbar?
Listen up, Said. I don't care.
Where do you
I understand
going,
you two are trying to trick me so that I miss the hearing.
What do you want, floor manager?
Yes,
all right.
I understand.
All right, I won't shout. I'm calm.
Wait.
Yes. I want you to call your mother right now, and I want you to tell her the whole story from the beginning. What is it? Hold on. What's wrong with you? How dare you barge into my office without permission?
It's nothing, Akbar. Don't worry. I told you, he's talking on the
phone.
That's
it.
I don't care.
Just call your mother
inside.
And tell her it was all
I
your doing.
Don't do anything.
Said,
don't
call her right now. That's that.
Woman, move aside. Woman, move aside. Woman, I have to deal with
move
him
aside.
Right now.
Let's see what the hell
You're
she wants to do.
You're trying to swindle. I can't believe this. Arrest him.
Okay,
don't let him run away.
Hello,
arrest him.
Hello, Mr. Alimagam. How are you today?
Hello.
Is everything okay?
What? Why are they greeting him? I told you to arrest
him,
not
sorry,
to greet
Sarah.
Him.
This is embarrassing. I'm sorry, but she's got your arrest warrant. Unfortunately, we have to do our job.
Arrest warrant? What for? Cousin, have you gone mad? Why do you go around
don't
doing
say
as
anything.
You please?
You're next in line.
What is that supposed to
You're
mean?
You're trying to show your strength against a woman? Do you think I'm your poor wife who's scared of you? I'll put you behind the bars to teach
Shame
you a lesson.
You,
arrest
Shame
him!
Shame on you! Akbar, what are you doing? What?
Let's go.
Cousin.
Look, Musa, over there.
Prepare everything you can for the meeting, okay? Okay, goodbye. Musa, have you forgotten that this room has a door? Yes!
Can I come in now?
Musa, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like that? What is it?
They took your husband away. They actually arrested him.
Who arrested him? When?
No, right now. His partner did, with two police officers. They took him away. He's gone.
Musa, how many times have I told you to mind your own business? They know what's best for him. Go back to work now.
I'm sorry. I thought you might want to know. Goodbye, ma'am.
Hello? Hello, Samira? Hello. That girl finally trapped Akbar. Yes. No. No, we didn't. No, it's a long story. It's a long story, Samira. I don't want him to know that I told you. I believe it's the same police station they took me to. Keep me posted, okay? Okay, goodbye.